Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $4,600 thanks to New Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in 14 days. 5 luxurious scents available online and in stores near you. Okay, Keith, are you ready to do this?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, man.
Thank you.
You can beat him today. I'm sure of it. You just need to get all 5 right, okay? Raven can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. 5 questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Yep.
Number 1. John Hamm mentioned in an interview how his agents were told that he'd never be a TV star. What TV show where he played Don Draper made him a TV star?
Mad Men.
Number 2. You can watch the 2024 Paris Olympics live in movie theaters this summer for the first time ever. How many rings are there in the Olympics logo?
5.
Number 3, Joey Chestnut is out of Nathan's hot dog eating competition this year because he signed an endorsement deal with their competitor. Who is that?
Impossible.
Number 4, Mel Brooks became the 4th person in history to earn a PGOT. It's an EGOT. It is an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. What does the P in PGOT stand for? That's time. And number 5, this past week was the 10th anniversary of the popular film The Fault in Our Stars. The film, however, was originally a novel written by whom? Come on.
I don't know.
Okay. All right, Raven, let me bring Raven back in. Gosh, when you got number 3, I was like, oh, here we go. All right, 3 out of 5 for Keith.
All right, not great, not terrible. Here we go, whole lot of money, bro.
They're hard. They're really hard. You may still have a shot at this, Keith.
Start asking.
Number 1, John Hamm mentioned in an interview how his agents were told that he'd never be a TV star. What TV show where he played Don Draper made him a TV star?
Mad Men.
Yes. Number 2, you can watch the 2024 Paris Olympics live in movie theaters this summer for the first time. How many rings are there in the Olympics logo?
5.
Yes. Number 3, Joey Chestnut is out of the Nathan's hot dog eating competition this year because he signed an endorsement deal with their competitor. Who is that?
Impossible Foods. It's got me heartbroken.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been reading it. I have 2 windows open on this right now. I have their statement and his statement, and everybody's lying. And this is bad for America.
Is it?
It is.
All right.
Although I can't really watch them all that much. Like, I turn it on and I'm like, that's disgusting. And then I'm like, all right, tell me who won.
Number 4, Mel Brooks became the 4th person in history to earn a PGOT. It's an EGOT, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony, but now he has the P. What does the P in PGOT stand for?
Pierogies are delicious.
The highest award you can win, especially if you're in radio, a Peabody Award.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, whatever. I always think of that for journalism.
Well, it's for radio, journalism, and television. Number 5, this past week was the 10th anniversary of the popular film The Fault in Our Stars. The film, however, was originally a novel written by whom?
Stephen King, obviously.
John Green.
Stephen King's brother. He probably walked by his room one day, saw Stephen King working on it, stole the idea. Probably.
Tied at 3, Keith. That's going to get you a Nan on Raven t-shirt.
All right. I'm Keith, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro. What is it? $4,700 tomorrow? Oh, that's a lot of money.